And the rest of us create the volume. And so that we can sing. But all of us focusing on the words. And before we start, Bill McMillan is going to come and going to lead us in our opening prayer. And then I'll come back and we'll talk about the first song that we're going to sing and what we're going to be doing tonight.
Will you pray with me? Holy Father, you are truly a powerful God. You have all knowledge on heaven and earth. And most of all, Father, you love us. And Father, we're so grateful to you for that. Father, we acknowledge the way that you have blessed this church with talented people who love you. And Father, we pray that blessing will help us to grow and to bring others to you. Father, we are aware that you have blessed us with great elders and hardworking deacons. And Father, we pray that you would bless them as they serve us and serve you. We thank you for our ministers and our teachers who help us to study your word. And Father, we are aware that they do many other things and put in a lot of time toward the efforts of this church. And Father, we pray that you would bless them as well. We know that the songs that we're about to sing were written by some very talented people, Father, and we know that that's a blessing to us. They wrote and composed these songs that we're about to sing. They allow us to express our praise for you, our hope and desires for our life, our love for you and our love for one another, our failures and our sorrows, our need for your word, our recognition of the blessings that you give to us, our desire to serve you. And Father, we are thankful for what you have done for us. Father, as we go throughout this service of song, we pray that it will be sweet for you to hear and a blessing to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our songbook is filled with all kinds of songs and with all different kinds of purposes. But the songs that we're going to be singing tonight are exclusively songs where we are saying something directly to God. They are songs where we are talking directly to Him. So therefore, our service tonight in song is going to be one continuous prayer to God. And you'll notice that as we go through each and every song, these are things you are, all of us are together, saying directly to God. And we'll talk about the different aspects as we go through of what we're doing. These first two, and I'll come back and introduce the second one as well as the first one, are offering our praise to God. And the first song is How Great Thou Art. And if you remember the words of the songs, and what I want you to do is, as we sing them, focus on the words. And focus on the words of every verse that we're going to sing. And if you remember, How Great Thou Art starts with, when I in awesome wonder. There's a wonder that creates an awe. Whenever I pay attention, when I in awesome wonder, when I consider, when I think about, when I hear, when I see, when I think. And when all that occurs, then my soul will sing. O Lord my God, how great thou art. But that won't ever happen without considering, seeing, hearing, thinking, considering. And then we sing the song.
If you are able, will you join me in standing for this first song? Then we'll sit down for a little while after that. We'll sing the first three verses and choruses and the fourth verse a little quicker, maybe than average, a little bit faster tempo. And then for the final chorus, we'll slow it down considerably and sing it with emphasis. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. And on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Please be seated.
That was a song to God, now a song to Jesus. That was a prayer to God, now a prayer to Jesus. The title of the song is Fairest Lord Jesus. I want you to notice the words. Fair is the sun. Even fairer than that is the moon. And it goes through a listing of things that are fair. And the idea of fair means glorious, wonderful, majestic. But the title of the song is Fairest Lord Jesus. Of all the things that surround us that are wonderful and glorious, that are fair, in that sense, the fairest of everything is Jesus Christ. Fairest Lord Jesus.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man, the Son, thee will I honor, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels have can boast.
And the next few songs, as a matter of fact, for the rest of them, we're going to be making request of God and request of Jesus. These next two are requests for holiness, a request to be what God would have us to be. The first song that we're going to sing is More Holiness Give Me. And I want you to notice the words of this song, and they're going to be very similar to the next song that we're going to sing. And I want you to notice that the writer gets it. He understands that this holiness is not something I'm zapped with. It's not something I just throw open my arms and say, Lord, give it to me. Even though there is a sense in which that's exactly what's happened. Because he's made me holy through Jesus. And he's made me holy because of what Jesus has done. But there has to be a decision on my part. There has to be a struggle. There has to be overcoming. And so the words will go something like this. More holiness give me. More strivings within. More patience in suffering. More sorrow for my sin. More faithful. More faith in my Savior, more sense of his care, more joy in his service, more purpose in prayer. More gratitude give me, more trust in the Lord, more pride in his glory, more hope in his word, more tears for his sorrows, more pain at his grief, more meekness in trial, more praise for relief. More purity give me, more strength to overcome, more freedom from earth stains, more longings for home, more fit for the kingdom, more useful I'd be, more blessed, more holy, more Savior like thee. More holiness give me.
More holiness give me, more strivings within, more patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, more sense of his care, more joy in his service, more purpose in prayer, more gratitude give me, more trust in the Lord, more pride in his glory, more hope in his word, more tears for his sorrows, more pain at his grief, more meekness in trial, more praise for relief, more purity give me, more strength to overcome, more freedom from earth stains, more longings for home, more fit for the kingdom, more useful I'd be, more blessed and holy, more Savior like thee.
I have to admit, since I get to pick them, that one and this one are two of my favorite songs. This one is Pure in Heart, O God. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. But then he recognizes, may I devote my life wholly to thee, because I can never be pure until that occurs. Watch thou my wayward feet. Guide me with counsel sweet. I have to listen to the counsel. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. Teach me to do your will most lovingly. Be my friend, be my guide, and let me with you abide. He never leaves. We leave him. Help me that I your holy face one day may see. Keep me from secret sin, the things I hide from everybody else. Reign thou my soul within. I have to let him. Pure in God, in heart, O God, help me to be.
Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to thee. Watch thou my wayward feet. Guide me with counsel sweet. Purer in heart, help me to be. Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. Teach me to do thy will most lovingly. Be thou my friend and guide. Let me with thee abide. Purer in heart, help me to be. Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. That I thy holy face one day may see, keep me from secret sin, reign thou my soul within. Purer in heart, help me to be.
Our next song is Break Thou the Bread of Life. The writer of this song gets the passage. There are two of them. One is when Jesus feeds the 4,000, and the other is when Jesus feeds the 5,000. The thing that Jesus does so openly and so obvious have always a deeper meaning. There's something that he's trying to get across to us in everything that he says. And sometimes we don't look beyond the obvious and we're confused and we don't see what he's trying to show us and what he's trying to tell us. This writer gets it. Break thou the bread of life. I don't know how many times I've been in a gospel meeting somewhere, and before I would get up to speak, they would sing that song as if it was an encouragement for the preacher. But this is a song to Jesus. And it's understanding that he is the one who feeds us. And it's his word that we must feed upon. Those individuals who were fed by Jesus in those two multitudes came back because they wanted the food. But it wasn't the food Jesus was intending to offer. The food that he intended to offer was himself and his words. And that's the bread of life. So break for me the bread of life. And the song defines the bread of life.
Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. As thou didst break the loaves beside the sea, beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living word. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me. As thou didst bless the bread by then shall all bondage cease, all fetters fall, and I shall find my peace, my all in all.
The wise men followed a star, which was a light in heaven that moved to the light from heaven. And the writer of this next song, in talking about that star, takes us to the true star, the true light. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem. And it wasn't the one the wise men followed. It was the one to whom the wise men were led. And he is our star that gives us the light. Gives us the hope, tells us everything we need to do and everything we need to be. That beautiful star of Bethlehem is Jesus himself. And so we ask him for guidance. We ask him to be our guiding light, to take us to that eternal life that he came to give to us.
O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light to those how long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good, the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
So we've made a request for Jesus to guide us. We've made a request to Jesus for more holiness and more purity. We've made a request for Jesus to give us more knowledge and to be that source of knowledge and information that we have. So what's next? Surrender. Surrendering to what we come to see and know and understand he wants us to do and what he wants us to be like. My Jesus, as thou wilt, as you will. Oh, may your will be mine. Into thy hand of love, I would my all resign. Through sorrow and through joy, conduct me as your own, and help me still to say, my Lord, thy will be done. My Jesus, as you will. Isn't that exactly what he said to God? Not my will, but yours be done. My Father, as you will.
My Jesus, as thou wilt, oh, may thy will be mine. Into thy hand of love I would my all resign. Through sorrow and through joy, conduct me as thine own, and help me still to say, my Lord, thy will be done. My Jesus, as thou wilt, all shall be well with me. Each changing future scene I gladly trust with thee. Straight to my home above I travel calmly on, and sing in life or death, my Lord, thy will be done.
Rodney, could you put the first verse for the next song on the screen, the first verse we're going to sing? I want you to notice the last stanza of that's on the screen. This is the song, I Need Thee Every Hour. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. Do y'all know what that means? I've sung that song all of my life. And getting ready for this, I thought, can peace afford? What in the world does that mean? So I looked up afford, and there are two definitions to afford that seem to be able to fit here. One of those definitions is to be the source of peace, just peace from human standpoint, cannot be the source of peace itself, like the voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus is the source of peace, like no kind of peace granted or given by human beings. That could be one. The other is very similar in meaning, and it means give access to. And the idea is the tender voice of Jesus is the only voice that can give you access to true peace. There is no access to true peace apart from Jesus Christ and apart from God. This song is going to go in a direction that I think we need to be careful of, but I understand why we go in it. I need thee every hour, and it's begging Jesus, don't leave me. And again, we have to be reminded, he never leaves us. We leave him. He is always there. He is always near. Even to the worst of all sinners, they live and move in his very being. They exist in him. He never leaves. But we leave when our will dominates and we don't really pay attention to him. And we seek a peace that we want and not the peace that he grants. And we need to remember that last line. No tender voice like yours can give peace, can be the source of peace. It is Jesus and only him.
Of course, we could have done this with each of these songs, but we will sing the Amen at the end of this song. Mm-hmm.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. In joy or pain, come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
And all of these things that we're asking God and Jesus for, there is this song, Oh to Be Like Thee. And it is a song that has a desire and a promise. And then the last song that we have that we're going to sing is a statement of intent. But this one, Oh to Be Like Thee, the first two verses are a desire. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. And he knows how to get there. And so the promise. Oh, to be like thee, Lord, I am coming now to receive your anointing divine. All that I am and have, I am bringing. Lord, from this moment, all will be thine. Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, Lord, I am coming now to receive the anointing divine. All that I am and have, I am bringing. Lord, from this moment, all shall be thine. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
That desire and that intent, Jesus never rejects. That desire and that intent, he never turns his back on. It doesn't matter what we have done. He's paid for everything. It doesn't matter what sins we've committed. We are free from them in him. What we have to do is to come to him. And his response, when no matter what people had done, come to him, was, go your way and don't do it again. And that's his reply to those who come. So every person can come just as they are, without any regard to what it is you have done or what it is, who it is you are. Every person can come just as they are in order to allow him to make us like himself and to help us to become what God would have us to be. So we're going to sing a song of invitation. I believe Zach has picked out two verses, the first and the second. Is that right? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, all four. We're going to sing all four of Just As I Am. And if you have a desire or a need to respond to his invitation this evening, either to become a Christian or to come home to Christ, we offer that invitation to you as we stand together and sing.
Just as I am. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark block, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am thy love unknown, has broken every barrier down, now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Amen.